You're listening to SBS News.
Defying a police ban, Hong Kongers have turned out in their thousands to commemorate the 31st anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. Candlelight vigils are held annually in Hong Kong to mark the 1989 crackdown on student protesters, which led to the deaths of hundreds and possibly thousands of people at the hands of Chinese military. Hong Kong authorities cited COVID-19 fears about mass gatherings as the reason behind banning this year's vigil, but activists say that's a convenient excuse. Lee Chuk Yan is chairman of the Hong Kong Alliance in support of patriotic democratic movements of China.
They have all these loudspeakers warning us that if you go into Victoria Park, you know, this is an authorized assembly, and you also will be caught by the ban of gathering, regulation of the pandemic. You know, they are threatening people with all this scary threat about, you know, breach of the law. But the whole Hong Kong, everyone come out to light a candle.
In Hong Kong's Mong Kok area, some demonstrators tried to set up roadblocks with metal barriers, prompting police to use pepper spray to disperse them. Several protesters were also arrested. But many Hong Kongers say it's their duty to honour those killed fighting for democracy, no matter the cost.
We are just remembering those who died on June 4th, the students who were killed. What have we done wrong? For 30 years, we have come here peacefully and reasonably, and once it's over, it's sayonara. And now, we don't even get a chance to discuss it.
The Tiananmen Square anniversary has struck an especially sensitive nerve in Hong Kong this year, after China introduced new national security legislation last month. Hong Kong has maintained a separate legal system from mainland China since 1997, under the One Country, Two Systems policy. But many in the semi-autonomous territory fear the new law will erode their freedoms.
I think it's the responsibility to keep this ceremony going on, because if we don't come out today, we don't even know if we can still come out next year.
The Chinese government says the legislation aims to tackle secession, subversion, terrorism and foreign interference. But Lee Chuk Yan says uncertainty around the details of the law is concerning.
The danger with the national security law is, you know, it's a one-size-fits-all. We do not know the definition. It's the Communist Party that defined what is subversion, or we define what is collusion with foreign intervention. So how about in Hong Kong, if we commemorate June 4th, condemn the massacre, end of one-party rule, will this be labelled as subversion? We do not know.
Meanwhile, in the Hong Kong legislature, debate over a bill that criminalises disrespecting China's national anthem was disrupted when pro-democracy MPs Eddie Chu and Ray Chan staged a protest. Both men were ejected from the meeting after Mr. Chan dropped a foul-smelling liquid at the front of the chamber. Mr. Chu says their aim was to highlight the influence the Chinese government has over the Legislative Council and the need for a democratic Hong Kong.
A murderer stinks forever. And what we did today is to remind the world that we should never forgive the Chinese Communist Party for killing its own people 31 years ago.
The bill passed 41 votes to 1. Amy Hall, SBS News.